Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. It's sprinkling out there. It's kind of like a good Scottish mist. And as I used to say when I was growing up, and winter is not here this week. We're back to the 80s. Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil said he saw a shadow for six more weeks of winter, but I think that's up north. Could we get another freeze? It's possible. I'm going to be talking with Florida-friendly landscaping agent from Seminole County Extension, Tina McIntyre. And she's going to give us her weather predictions and what to do if the freeze damaged your palm trees, crepe murder, and the critters that are back that have no souls. You don't want to miss that. They're the bane of my existence. You also don't want to miss Tina's important information. Lizzie is with us this morning producing the show. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I thought it was snowing outside for a minute because whenever I went to go open my gate and then the reflection off of the headlights, it looked like a Florida snow, even though it was just a mist. And I'm like, that's nice.
So, yeah. Now, I haven't, you're not a cold person, a cold winter person, or are you?
I can handle up to about 40. And then after that, I'm falling out of trees.
Well, I love the cold weather. I think that as long as the sun shines, it can get as cold as it wants. Mm-hmm. But 3 days of cold, and then we're right back to the 80s again. So we're good. So now, you and Melissa, I listened to your connection show, and it was great. I had so much fun listening to you. So how can people hear you and Melissa on the connection show, and what is it?
It is Relationship Radio with a Twist, and it's Melissa's child brainstorm. She pulled this all together many moons ago. We have a psychologist who comes on. We have special guests, and what it is everybody has a relationship, whether you have a relationship with a spouse, a friend, a teacher, like as in, or working co-workers, like you have some type of situation that you're going through in life. So we cover all those different topics. We have a psychologist, Dr. Ken, who comes in and helps us, and we bring in other specialists to help. It's just, it's fun. I mean, because life is life. And if we can't find some of the funny in it, or at least offer some a little bit of advice to help.
Sure.
Why are we even living?
And no, I know exactly what you mean. So that's great. So when can they hear it?
You can hear it Thursday nights here on this station at 9 o'clock, and it's called Connections Show. It's plural.
And you can also find it on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Because I went and liked it.
There you go. Yep. Connections Show.
So this week I was kind of interesting. I always knew this, but I posted it on our Better Lawns and Gardens page. Did you know, Lizzie, that bluebirds are not blue?
But then what color they are? Because they are blue in my eye.
So Southern Piedmont Natural History, it is out of the University of South Carolina. They had a great post this week on their Facebook page, and their page educates on the natural history of the Piedmont area in the Carolinas and Georgia. But a lot of what they post is also, it can correspond here to what we're seeing in Florida, the same kind of birds and the same kind of animals and plants. So the topics are really interesting. And the page is run by John Storm. He is the professor of biology at the University of South Carolina. And he posted about how bluebirds' feathers themselves do not contain any blue pigment. So Mother Nature is amazing. So the feather coloration comes from the light reflecting off of two potential sources, pigments or feather structures. So you can go to Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page and you can read Southern Piedmont's Natural History's explanation of why bluebirds aren't blue and where the blue color actually comes from. So it's very interesting. You'll be able to discuss it on Connections and at your next cocktail party, Lizzie.
Oh, definitely. I want to get this information. I am a wealth of useless knowledge, and this, not that it's useless, but not something that people would normally talk about.
I know. Well, see, you and Tony are so alike. He says the same thing. So you can also see animals that roam our conservation areas and wildlife corridors in the middle of the night. And so this one actual corridor and all these different animals walk through it in the middle of the night. So you can go see those pictures. They are quite beautiful. And it's also that time of the year, Black Cow has a post that says, just do it.
Please be more specific. Come on.
So it's the time of the year you can put the compost and manure out in your garden. So that was so that you'll see that. You can check it out and follow us on Facebook, Better Lawns and Gardens. BLG Radio is the name of the page. Also, please do Lizzie and I a favor. It's very important to our sponsors and our stations if you have already. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. But if you haven't, please go to our Facebook page and like it. And you can give us also a review. 5 is just the best number, and we'd love to see that. So you can also send us your photos and your garden anecdotes and gardening questions. We have a fun show today. We are going to be talking with Tina about some of the things that have happened over the last week. Important information, because it's going to help you save your landscape if it got damaged in the freeze, those of you in South Florida. So that's going to be important. And then remember back 3 weeks ago when I had the most incredible experience of walking through Isabella Gardner Stewart.
Yes.
A museum in Boston, Massachusetts.
Still jealous.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was incredible. If you have never been to it, it's a must on your bouquet list. Get that C instead of bucket list, bouquet list.
Good stuff.
Yeah, right? And so for every garden tourist, this is a must-see. That recommendation came to me from Jana Milbacher in Massachusetts, who I met while in Boston. Well, Jana is on with us today. She's the author of the Garden Tourist book series, and she's coming to Florida. And so we're going to talk to her, find out where she's going to be visiting. She's going to be signing her books, The Garden Tourist, and Lizzie and I. We'll also be taking your phone calls. So you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967. Check out Mosquito Bits and Dunks at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Attention business owners. Listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At Finance Pal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At Finance Pal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized.
Call now at 800-509-1747 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-1747. 800-509-1747.
Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for joining Lizzie and I. And if you have your text open, 23680, you can let me know that my text messages are working and that you're with us. I appreciate that. I'm Teresa Watkins, your host, horticulturist, landscape designer. You can find out more about me on my website, she-consulting.com. Joining me right now is Tina McIntyre, the Florida-friendly landscaping agent at the University of Florida IFAS Extension Office in Seminole County. She specializes in surface water quality and quantity, that's water conservation, and landscaping best management practices. Since coming to the Extension, she has been honored so many times with prestigious state and national awards, and she just received the Florida Friendly Landscaping Agent of the Year in December. So we're so proud of her. Good morning, Tina. Well done.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome, Teresa.
It's just, is it sprinkling where you are?
It is, yes.
And we do need it because this is our dry time of the year, isn't it?
It is. Everything was really dry this week. I was, you know, kind of looking at the soil last night and just excited that we're getting a little reprieve with the rain this weekend.
I think everybody across the state should get a little bit of something. It may not be too much, but 2 days of overcast skies and a little bit of water, that'll do our gardens and our landscapes really a good thing, right?
It really will. I know. We just have to reach for those indoor activities and, you know, just be glad that the plants are getting the water that they need.
Yeah. How did the gardens at Seminole County Extension Office do? How did they handle the blast of winter last week?
They did okay. You know, we have put, generally speaking, the right plant in the right place during the right season. And they fared okay, you know. I mean, we had a little bit of cold damage, but most of it is really good.
Excellent. And now, so I'm going to do a lightning round because we've got a lot. I want to get a lot of information from you in just a short amount of time here. Could we see more? I know. I love doing these things with you. So could we see more freezes in Florida before spring?
There's certainly a possibility we could see more freezes before spring. Our best climate change science says that we'll be getting more extreme weather, which means things are blooming when they also have risk for freezing temperatures. So we want to hope that it's over, but it's still possible.
I mean, that's common with Florida over the centuries. I mean, it's 80 degrees one day and then 30 degrees the next day. So it's kind of confusing for plants.
That's right. Yeah, it's just naturally going to be up and down in the springtime.
So now if palm trees were damaged by the freeze, what should somebody do to help it survive? Is there anything?
So if you have cold damage, it's really important to leave it. I understand it's so tempting to want to pull off the brown and the dead leaves, prune it off. However, you know, should we get more cold weather, even if it's not freezing, those brown and, you know, dead leaves are actually protecting it for the next freeze and, you know, from further damage. So to help, you know, ensure that your plant doesn't get, you know, really more damaged, you want to leave those brown leaves and then scout for insects or, you know, make sure you're watering the plant to make sure that the plant is healthy overall.
What about palm trees, though, with that if they like the queen palms or the foxtails or the fishtails, because they're more susceptible to freezes? Is there anything that they need to do, like a fungicide?
It really is case by case situation. So if they have other things going on in addition to the cold damage, then, you know, you want to kind of address that issue. But, you know, really just looking at it by case by case basis, because, you know, throughout the state, if you have, you know, those more sensitive plants in the more northern part of Central Florida, then they might need a little extra. But in South Florida, you know, they're probably doing just fine.
Wonderful. Oh, that's a relief. I think that we just missed a bullet there. It could have been so much worse. So
we definitely did.
Yeah. So now I've been seeing a lot of it, and I know you have, and you've probably been getting a lot of phone calls. Crepe myrtle. People are hacking them. The landscape companies are hacking crepe myrtles back. Is there any reason to cut them that harshly?
The crepe myrtle tree is such a beautiful tree, and it's really important that we don't murder our crepe myrtles by hard pruning them with a chainsaw or, you know, if they're younger, with loppers. You know, crepe myrtles, when allowed to mature to their full height and width, they're beautiful trees. And so, you know, you might want to maybe a little bit of pruning in the early stages of your crepe myrtle to train the tree, you know, and maybe prune off if you have a little infection going on or something, you know, insects, an outbreak, you know, maybe for air circulation, or if it's growing very densely, or if it's growing as a shrub, you want to train it to be more of a tree. There are reasons to prune crepe myrtles, but we don't want to go back and hack them, especially with a chainsaw, year after year. And this is because you do see those gnarls kind of starting to form where they're getting that, you know,
knuckles. They
year.
Look like knuckles.
Yes. Yes. And that is not good for the tree. And over time, it'll eventually kill the tree. And, you know, we want our trees to live a long, healthy, vibrant life. And so what's really important about crepe myrtles is putting them in the right place. Because a lot of times I see them so close to buildings and, you know, homes that they then need to be murdered into, you know, the appropriate size, which is just not good.
No. Well, you know, and even just hacking them back so harshly can cause it to branch out like witch's broom. And it makes the tree even more damaged, doesn't it? I mean, it just doesn't look beautiful anymore. They do have a beautiful shape.
They really do. I know when I was a student at UCF, they have over there a beautiful stand of them that are just so really towering, but like weeping. And when they're blooming in the spring, they're just so lovely. And, you know, they're not crepe murdered. So they just look so nice.
I know. Well, we're still seeing weeds. It didn't get that cold, because like Dallas grass, I mean, I still see it in zoysia grasses and in St. Augustine lawns. It wasn't affected by the cold at all. What should homeowners do about weeds this time of the year?
Great question, and perfect timing. So when we think of Valentine's Day, you know, we think of the love and all the stuff, but we should also be thinking about getting a jump on those nuisance plants in our garden. So we want to start thinking, you know, identifying the plants in the landscape that are a problem. So asking yourself, you know, is this species a problem for my landscape? You know, does it pose a threat to my harvest and, you know, my landscape plan? And then if they do, then now is a great time to watch for those germinating seeds left over from last year that are going to start popping up. And if you want to use a chemical product, I definitely recommend a pre-emergent herbicide as a spot treatment for any problematic species. And that's really important. You know, a lot of people reach for the weed and feed, but you really want to do a pre-emergent now. And then, you know, we're fertilizing when everything's actively growing in another couple, like month or two.
Okay, so real quickly, irrigation right now, it's only supposed to be one time a week, but when can we change it to up it and do two times a week?
Yeah, so daylight savings time is the big thing to think with the irrigation. So time's whizzing by, it's already February, and, you know, if you have an in-ground irrigation system, you want to keep an eye on, you know, if you're getting rain over the next month. You know, if we start getting those rains, you might be able to stick with just the once a week. So, you know, think about our future, think about our water conservation and see if your landscape can survive on once a week. If not, in daylight savings time, you are legally allowed to switch it to twice a week. And, you know, that's in our water management district. That's the St. John. So you want to check with your local water management district if you're outside of Central Florida.
All right, great. So now the bane of my existence, lubber grasshoppers, they're hatching. What should people look for and how do they kill them?
Yes, I know. So Florida Friendly Principle number 7 is attract wildlife. And I know the grasshoppers can be major defoliators. However, consider if you have a Florida friendly and diverse landscape, these tiny lubbers are actually critical food for songbirds such as newly hatched Carolina wrens, cardinals, waxlings, and other songbirds. So I actually start inviting birds into my yard this time of year. So, you know, filling up the bird feeders, filling up the bird bath, making sure it's clean. And, you know, they're going to come and get the berries and the insects and the seeds. So you want to think about creating that balance, and they will actually disappear. I've tried with this the last few years. And, you know, the birds will eat them. Now, if you have a serious infestation that's persisting over the next month or two, that they're sticking around, they're getting bigger, consider treating them. You know, you can trap them and kill them. You know, that can be a fun excursion, you know. And then, you know, as they get bigger, they do become more resistant to insecticides. So if you are going to use a chemical product, you want to use it before they get to be past the juvenile stage.
I know.
And getting a little bigger.
I mean, if you cut them in half when they're adults, they still walk around. I mean, they're evil. Evil. So what kind of events do you have coming up, Tina? Real quick, just got a short minute.
We're so excited for our expo, our gardening expo coming up on February 26th. From 9 to 3 p.m. at our UF IFAS Extension in Seminole County, over on Five Points and County Home Road. I'll be speaking at 10:15 a.m. on my new book, Plant This, Not That. And we'll actually have the book for sale and a book signing at 11 a.m. There's lots of great things available, freebies and giveaways and plants for sale. So register today on our Eventbrite page and check it out.
All right. And you have a great lakefront landscaping workshop coming up, too. So thank you so much, Tina, for coming up. They can go to orangeocextension.eventbrite.com. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. And, oh, so we have one more minute. Oh, great. So let me give that information out again. All right. So Lakefront Landscaping Workshop. That's going to be an excellent one. And Tina's going to be teaching that. And then also our expo. And Tom McCubbin and I will both be there. And we're going to be doing workshops and talks. So that'll be good. All right. And so
it's going to be a wonderful day.
It's going to be great, Tina. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Teresa. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay dry, and I hope your plants get wet.
Oh, thank you. I hope so, too. I'm going to be pushing all my containers out to the yard.
Yeah. Take care.
All right, hon. Thank you so much. That's Tina McIntyre at the Seminole County Extension. She's a Florida-friendly landscaping agent, and they have such great programs. And the Florida-friendly landscaping program is what I grew up on and love, and it's so important for Florida, so you do want to check those out. Well, now we can go to a break. It's the perfect time to call or text your gardening question. Nick, thank you so much. I'll get to your text in just a minute with the trees. And Jim and St. Pete, thank you. We are going to be right back. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And if you have a question, a gardening question, or a dilemma, you can give me a call. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680. I would love to hear from you. And Nick said that he is he loves plants. Him and his mother, who passed away in 2009, but she loved hibiscus plants and a lot of other ones. And so, you know, hibiscus are so beautiful, and they didn't do too badly in the freeze last week. So I am glad you're listening. You've been listening a long time. Thank you so much. Now, Jim in St. Pete, you have something growing in the middle of your oak, and you believe it's a ligustrum shrub. So will it rot the middle of the tree? Yes. You definitely want to make sure that you pull any plants. And I was just at a client's house yesterday, and there were palm trees growing out of the oak tree where the palm seeds had fallen in into the center of it, and it was growing. And so that area, the root system's going to hold on to moisture. That moisture is going to rot out the center of it. But there could be enough soil or rot already happening inside the oak tree that it may already be damaged.
Now, what if you have, like, I have a chinaberry tree that has decided to create some type of crossing through an oak tree, but it's not in, I mean, it's like they've grown together. It's the craziest thing.
Well, actually, probably the oak is probably, is it the oak on the outside or the chinaberry tree on the outside?
It's kind of a little bit of both.
Yeah, they're going to merge together. So the chinaberry tree is a bad tree.
Are they going to have kids?
They're not going to have kids.
Okay.
So would that be a golden rain oak or something like that?
I don't know. But if something pops up off the ground, yeah, then I'm going to name it.
Yeah,
I'm going to name it.
But no, you really should definitely get rid of the golden rain tree. And you can always just cut where that tree is merged together. They combine and just cut it. So then the oak tree will absorb it and it'll be all good.
Good point.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So getting a little bit of cold. We're getting the scattered showers today and tomorrow. It's going to bring in cooler temperatures. So the entire state's going to have rain 2 or 3 days, which is good. You don't need to turn your water on at the beginning of the week. And our temperatures in North Florida is going to be 60s highs and then 40s and 50s lows, which I think is just lovely weather. It's lovely gardening weather to get out there. In Central Florida, we're going to have highs in the 70s and 50 and 60 lows. And then South Florida, you're the golden child with 60s at night and 70 and 80s during the day. That's just lovely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's lovely. So you want to enjoy your week. Now, what is blooming right now? And so what trees are blooming? Let me just pull it right up here. What I love about this time of year is all the spring blooming trees. So besides the tabebuias, which we've just had a beautiful flush out, yellow and pink tabebuias, there's also the Chickasaw plum, which is native and it's deciduous and it produces fruit. And so it's just a wonderful, I call it kind of a shrubby tree because it suckers at the bottom. So it's going to get to be about 15 feet wide and it does have thorns on it. But you're just going to, I would put it out at the back of your property. It's great to attract wildlife and butterflies and pollinators. Then there's the Eastern Redbud, and this is a beautiful tree that has beautiful pink flowers in the springtime that come out before the heart-shaped leaves. And it has green heart-shaped leaves the rest of the year. Looks lovely. Is beautiful fall color. It is also native too as well. Now, the Eastern Dogwood's gotten a kind of bad reputation over the last, I would probably say, couple of decades. And it's not a long-lived tree here, but it is also too gorgeous. If you're driving through the Ocala National Forest, you'll see them occasionally in the woods and by the ditches where, you know, they need a little bit of water. But the Eastern Dogwood does very well in North Florida, not necessarily so much here in Central Florida. It is also too native, the Cornus Florida, which is a great name for a tree in Florida. Then one of my favorite trees is the fringe tree. And it is native. It is a Chionanthus virginicus. It has the fingerling flowers. Kind of reminds me of a white witch hazel. and it does very well here in North and Central Florida. And it just looks lovely in the yard. Also blooming, these saucer magnolias. I saw one in Orlando blooming, and it looked beautiful. They're called Japanese magnolias. They are not native, but again, you know, not everything needs to be native if you want a little bit of color around here and there. And so the Japanese magnolia, it's also called the saucer magnolia, does beautifully in North and Central Florida. And then there's the Taiwan cherry. Beautiful, beautiful flowers, and it is deciduous too as well, so it's going to lose its leaves, and then also the flowers are going to spring out before. In South Florida, you guys have the bougainvillea that's blooming and looks great all year round, and then the Hong Kong orchid tree is beautiful, and that should be blooming for you towards the middle of the month, towards the end of the month. All the trees are kind of confused right now. So
they are.
You know, they may not be blooming all at the same time. Let's go to, text messages. What is the best grass for seeding along in Polk County? And that would be your Bahia grass. And that is the one that you can seed. Zoysia and St. Augustine do not have seed. And but the Bahia grass is good. It germinates quickly. You want to wait a few weeks before you put it down because they need temperatures in the 80s on a regular basis, consistent basis. So I would say probably seed in March more than anything. The beginning of March, end of March will be a good time for the Bahia grass to seed it. Right now, still a little early. Okay, we're going to get cold snaps and you don't want to damage any of the grass that comes. All right. So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Got it. And then also 23680 if you're growing. This is also the time of the year. If you have grapevines, you want to be cutting back your grapevines and pruning them harshly. So the pruning in Florida is done during the dormant periods. For South Florida, it's January, but we're still in that kind of end of the month of January, early part of February, so it'll be good. Central Florida is January to February, so you got time. And then North Florida, you can prune your grapes back all the way up through March 10th. And I will post a Facebook post on how to prune your grapes. So you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. We're going to be right back with your phone calls and texts. Call me.
Too many people buy the lie. If I do enough, then I'll be good enough. They try to earn their way to heaven, but the truth is, we're never good enough. For the Bible says we have to be perfect to enter into heaven. Good luck with that. But good news, Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. So when we accept Him, we are made right with God. Then our lives begin to change. Our hearts are transformed. Our desires begin to line up with God's. We have an inner want to because of the grace that we've received, and God's Spirit empowers us to do so. The truth is simple. No matter what your past, your pain, or your doubts, God's love offers us peace. His grace offers us a fresh start. His forgiveness frees us from past sin and shame. Knowing God's heart changes our hearts. The greatest miracle in life is a transformed heart through Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003,
800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invading your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline Travel Hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of our Better Lawns and Gardens shows, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the topics I've discussed on audioboom.com. You can even just Google Better Lawns and Gardens on your favorite podcast like iHeartRadio or iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. So let's go to how do you get cuttings from wisteria? And so wisteria is very easy. You want to get the soft wood cuttings so that it's nothing hard on it. It's very flexible. And you want to cut a piece 6 to 8 inches. And the one where you're going to cut it is right below a node. So wherever the leaf branch is coming out, you want to cut diagonally below that node. And then you want to dip it in root tone. Then go ahead and get a potting soil pot of your container. Go ahead and then put a pencil or a stick down in there so you don't rub off the root tone off of the bottom end of the wisteria cutting. And then gently place it in the hole and then squish it and cover it so that it's secure. Water it and then put it in the shade. It's going to take about 6 to 8 weeks to root. And so after about 6 weeks, you can go ahead and start pulling on it. And you may even see new leaves coming up on it. But that's a really easy plant to root, and it will do very well for you. That's a great text message. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jean in Winter Park. Good morning, Jean. How are you this morning?
Quite well, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I love the sprinkling of the rain, so it's all good.
Yes, definitely. Could you tell me, what is the earliest time of the year that you can trim back your oaks? I want to do it. They haven't been done in a couple of years, but I don't want to do it if it's a bad time.
No, there's never really a bad time in Florida to cut back oaks if they need it. So what I would suggest is, just going ahead and how harshly are you going to cut them, or you're just going to thin them out a wee bit?
I'm going to thin them out and mainly clean them up. It's been probably about 6 years since they have been, any grooming has been done to them. So there's a lot of scraggly stuff up in there that needs to come out. A lot of dead pieces as well.
Okay, you can do that any time of the year.
Anytime.
Anytime, not a problem.
We have a plant. Unfortunately, I planted it and it has taken off like crazy. I was unable for a couple of years to get out there. And it the way it propagates is it has runners under the ground, and I want to kill it, but it's now invaded where my lemon tree is. My husband says to he wants to go ahead and spray a Roundup or a killer. I'm afraid because of the root system going up near and around the lemon tree, I might kill the lemon tree.
Yeah, you might. If the roots are intertwined, it would be affected by any kind of herbicide that you put down. So I would be kind of concerned. So you don't know what kind of weed it is or what kind of plant it is?
No, I don't. It's very pretty. It grows quite tall. It's very spindly. It has a red flower. It looks like a pyramid. It's shaped like a pyramid.
Oh, I know what you have. You have the pagoda plant.
Pagoda.
Pagoda, okay. Like the Chinese pagoda. Uh-huh.
Yes, it could be. Yes, that sounds right. What's the best way of getting it out of there without killing the lemon tree?
Okay, well, they're really kind of easy to pull up. Okay, so
right.
What I would do is chop. Pardon me?
When they're young, they are, but these are now big. They're about the circumference of a nickel to a quarter.
Wow. Okay. I would definitely cut the roots on the outside towards the lemon tree. Get as many as you can, and just chop the. Take your shovel and chop down and separate the roots from the citrus tree and your pagoda plant, and then you can go ahead and spray your pagoda plant with either Brush Be Gone or any other herbicide, and it will work. And then that way, it's not going to connect. It's not going to affect the other roots as much. You may not get all of them, so it may a little bit.
Just keep watching and pulling them out. Main thing is don't use the Roundup or any killer.
Well, if you chop that root off that's wrapping around the citrus tree or is close to the citrus tree, then I think you can. Then I would just spray it, but don't get close to the citrus tree.
Okay, fair enough. And you had mentioned a website in reference to doing your grapes. Could you tell me what that website is?
Yes. So yeah, I am going to be this afternoon. I will be posting how to prune your grapes on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and so you can look at it there.
Okay. And does that also apply to the fig trees as far as not cutting them back as severely as the grapes, but they can be cut as well?
Right. They're dormant right now, too. So, I would go ahead and, possibly wait a couple of weeks. I would wait till the 1st of March to cut the figs back.
First
of March. The difference is that the grapes are dormant. And the figs are kind of dormant. They lose their leaves. They're deciduous. But they're going to start producing right away, and those new leaves will get damaged. So that's not going to happen with the grapes. Grapes can take colder weather.
Marvelous. Well, I hope you get a lot of rain in your area, and I hope we get it as well.
Thank you so much, Jean, for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Jack in Daytona Beach. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Great. A little chilly for me, but I have a question. I came down from Massachusetts. I've been here 3 years, so I'm a newbie. All these plants and weeds and everything else. And the Hawaiian teas, somebody gave us two pots with a Hawaiian tie or whatever it is, that red leaf.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And now they're 9 feet tall. Can you cut them in half, or can you cut them back or anything?
Sure. Now you're certain they're Hawaiian ties. They've got the different variegated red in the leaves. Okay, and
the big leaf, the big long.
Right, and so
leaf,
yes,
whatever.
You can cut them down to I would say about a foot, and they'll flush out. You can cut them down anywhere, and they will sprout out from wherever you cut them. And I tell you what, Jack, if you do it at a diagonal, cut it at a diagonal, you can put it in a pot, and it will root in that pot.
Okay.
So,
yep. Well, that's good. I mean, they're starting to, it has a flower on the top.
Uh huh.
That's how tall they are, or old they are, whatever.
Yeah, no,
and
that's wonderful.
Then I have another problem. I love Seiko palms. I got one I bought about 30 years ago. We used to come down here in the spring.
Uh huh.
And I got it in a pot, and it has pups on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
I call them pups.
They are called pups.
And so, what do I do with my pups?
You can slice them off and try and root them and just put them in a new pot, or you can just throw them away.
Huh. so it won't hurt them. But
like no, it's not going to hurt them. It's not going to hurt them if you cut them off.
This is a big palm in a pot. Like I say, it's got to be at least 30 years old.
Yeah. And, no, it's not going to hurt them.
Okay. And then I have one more plant that's starting to blossom now. And I don't know what it is, but I have a seed that looks like it's a brown long seed, like a string bean.
Okay.
And they're popping open now. And okay. Like 2 years ago, I took in a pot, that's a bunch of them. I have a bunch of them. But what do you call that thing?
Okay, so is it a flowering tree that you got it off of?
Shrub. It's a, yeah, you can prune it and it keeps coming back more and more. You know, you get fingers.
Huh.
And it flowers. It has a red flower, a pink flower. I've seen them red, pink, and white.
Red, pink, and white. Okay, I'm just having a mind, a brain freeze right now. So let me think about it, Jack. And if you know what he's talking about, text me, 23680. Jack, thank you for the phone calls. I'm going to figure out what you have. And it's red, white.
It's got a long leaf on it.
It's got a long leaf on it.
And then it has a seed pod.
Yeah. Can you email me a picture, Jack?
I don't do emails.
You don't do emails. All right, hon.
I'm on a flip phone right now.
Oh, are you? You're on a flip. Well, I'm so glad you called.
They call me a dinosaur.
Dinosaurs, even if they have the T-Rex has those short hands, they can still use a flip phone. All right, so let me work on that, and I'll think about it and see if I can remember. If you think you know what Jack's plant is, give me a call, because I'm just not thinking of it right off the top of my head. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and if you want to give me a call, this is the time to do it. We are going into our next hour. We have great Jana Milbacher coming up, and she is going to tell us about her enchanted gardens in Boston, Massachusetts. She's coming to Florida, and she is going to be signing her books, The Garden Tourist, and the book is called, let me just see here, I've got to get it right, The Garden Tourist Florida, A Guide to 80 Tropical Gardens in the Sunshine State. You're going to want to mark and check every one of these gardens off. They're just fabulous.
Oh, I'm excited that the fact that she's just from Boston. That's enough for me.
Isn't it? I know Tony's going yay at the house too. So
high five.
Yeah, there you high five the Boston. So yes, so you're gonna want to stay tuned for that. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.